Welcome to BizMag Podcast and BizMag Media YouTube channel. Today, our guest of honor is Georgi Petrov of WPX.net from Bulgaria. Welcome, Georgi, on our show. It's an honor to host you today.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for having me.
So I will briefly introduce Georgi to my audience, who constitutes of entrepreneurs, one-name startup owners, and business students. Dear friends, Georgi is one of the co-founders, and I must say young co-founders of WPX. He has been developing his own life and working on different projects throughout the years. He was always driven by a greater purpose to provide the best service possible. Luckily, he met Terry Kyle, and they both shared the same vision for successful business development. That's why they created their own WordPress hosting company in 2013, which is both technologically and financially independent. At WPX.net, they aim to provide the fastest possible service by having the both faster server platform and the fastest tech support. They believe this is what their clients need. Solopreneurs, online marketers, chain seekers, people with some great idea or a cause who need a fast performing and reliable online presence, but who also are not techies. And indeed, they don't need to be. They do. WPX do the tech stuff so that the entrepreneurs and the startup owners and the clients can focus on their ideas. We welcome Georgi on our show once more. And today's topic is the pros and cons of running an independent company. So Georgi, first of all, I will ask you, tell us about WPX.
Thanks again for having me today. I will tell you a little bit of our journey throughout the years, what we've learned, and really why we think being an independent company gives us a lot of opportunity. We started 8 years ago. I met Terry Kyle. He was just he just moved in Sofia. This is where I live. This is in Bulgaria, Eastern Europe. And Terry moved here maybe 9 years ago. We met on a different project and we started talking about different stuff, technology again. And then at some point, this idea of building a hosting company just merged. We shared a lot of common thinking about what needs to be different in a hosting company. I wanted to improve a lot the technology part. I thought at that point I can build much faster technological platform. And Terry was not happy at all with the way most hosting companies are handling support at that point. So this combined idea of we can change it, we can make it better, was what was in the beginning. 8 years later, we are around 100 people, different teams. It took a lot to build everything, I can tell, honestly.
Sure.
And the journey was really, really hard, but very fulfilling because we've learned a lot. As you said, two things that we always try to achieve is to always have a really fast and advanced technological platform. This is our servers plus the software that we're building ourselves. And the other part is being very, very supportive, having a really well-trained support team that can handle answers really quickly. Yeah, and we can fix some small problems of our clients really quick. And this is why we say, but this all comes from the vision that most of our customers are non-techies. They don't really need to know much about technology. They mostly need to take care of their own business. All of them, they have some ideas. They're some sort of starting entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, we call them sometimes, or they have some goals. They want to change something, some some vision about something. So this is what they need to focus on. We are the technology guys. We need to be taking care of the technology. So this is in the core of our vision about how everything should work.
You are correct, Georgie. I can correlate with that because when I'm starting my company and I build it, and I had a little bit of tech background, but at times I felt, you know, I need to delegate these support systems to somebody else so that I can focus on the main business core idea and to expand it and to develop the business rather than, you know, putting my time in all the parts of the company. And technology is a very, very refined and defined area. One needs to have expertise to develop that. And if your technology is refined very, very and taken care of by fine hands, half of your journey is done. Your burden, your expenses are taken care of. Expenses in the sense of time expense, efforts expense.
Exactly, exactly. This is what we recognize as being the main friction point for everybody that is starting some business online.
Right. And everybody cannot be tech friendly.
Absolutely. And they don't need to be. They don't need to be. This is what we are trying. And so far, quite successfully, a couple of independent tests online show that we win the game of who is the fastest WordPress hosting in the world. Of course, it depends on how it's measured. That's why we always say, you know, it depends on what you want. But if you look at the numbers on the average loading time around the whole world, because rarely somebody wants just one location. Usually, if you're having a global business, online business, you usually want a really quick loading time around the world. This is where we win big time. This is where we win against big companies. And the other thing is we have a lot of customer reviews in Trustpilot. Everybody can go there and see them. They are absolutely organic. It took us a lot of time to get them. There are more than 1,500, I think, at the moment. And you'll be able to see what people are really liking about us. And it's usually the really supportive tech support. Most people come with some issue and we just fix it really quickly because our tech support is actually trained to do that. If it's something really small and quick, they can fix it. No need for the blog owner to read a lot of articles, technical papers and stuff in order to fix something in their HTXS file, for example. This is our job. We'll do that.
Yeah. So when I was reading your biography, I saw that it says technologically and financially independent. So what do you mean by financial independence for a technological company?
Thanks. Thanks for this question. I think obviously being financially independent is kind of a more something that is more oftenly used as a phrase. You know, it means that we don't have an investor. Everything in our company is bootstrapped. We started with our own savings, which we used to buy the first couple of servers. And then slowly we were reinvesting whatever we make. Truth be told, in the first year, we didn't take anything. It was all reinvestment until the whole machine started working. On the other hand, being technologically independent is something that is not so oftenly used, but this is what we mean by being technologically independent. A lot of tech companies choose to build a service on top of some other technology built usually by a big company, whether that's Amazon's cloud services or Google cloud services or somebody's software. It doesn't matter. A lot of companies build a service around a base technology like that. Mm-hmm. The problem with this thing is, though, that sometimes this big company, this big company usually tries to make this technology in order to cover as many use cases as possible. For example, Google is not fine-tuning their cloud platform specifically for WordPress. This is not in their plans. They are trying to build a uniquely, universally suitable for pretty much every possible scenario a platform, but it's not tuned for anything specific. So this is not the best. If you just take their core technology and you use it for something specific, you're probably not getting 100% out of it. And also the other big problem with this thing is that sometimes they decide to change their overall strategy. Maybe they decide at some point that this technology, they don't want it anymore, so they will close the project, or they want to hugely change the pricing model, which then endangers your service, or they will just change some of the core features that you were relying on because they want to steer in a different direction. This is what we mean by being technologically independent, because we are not relying on stuff like that. We're building our own core technology. And I think for every technological company, it is very important to be relatively independent or fully independent if possible, because this is the only way that you can focus on building the service the way you want it and not the way it's possible because of this big technology that you use.
So basically what I understand is that you are customizing the client's tech solutions as per the customer's technology base, core technology, first thing. Secondly, you are saying that clients should also have unique technology for their whatever they are building. For example, a tech company should have a unique technology base, not like a generalized technology base that everybody else is copying, because that makes your USP also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, absolutely. I think for even for starting solopreneurs or anybody, entrepreneurs that want to start online, I think this principle applies for them also, because for example, if you choose a paid platform and you want to build your website on top of a paid platform, let's say, but usually these platforms are very closed. So you can easily start with them, but then you are completely dependent. So the price keeps going up and up and up. And that's not the main problem. The main problem is that at some point, maybe you need something slightly different, but they don't provide this feature. So you have no options.
Right.
And now it's a little bit too late to go back. So I know a lot of customers that are saying, I chose this platform, but I had a lot of trouble to get away from it at some point. This is why we decided, for example, to start with WordPress, because we believe it's an open source platform that is relatively independent in terms of where it will go. Really big community of developers and people that are saying it needs to go in this direction, it needs to be this, and it needs to be to not depend on single technology or on a single company. So if you have a WordPress website, you can just move it to any hosting you want. If you don't like something about us, you can just take your website and move somewhere else. It's not a problem. And then,
That's true. I have felt that also, because I built this bizmag.com on WordPress, and myself I have built it, one single website, and I find that it is very adaptable, very flexible, customizable. It's a very versatile platform. WordPress is definitely seamless to different hosting services also.
Mm-hmm.
Bit expensive, but it gives so many features then.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There is one more aspect though. Some people that are basing their business, whatever that is, mostly on social media are also having this big problem, because in every social media platform, whatever that is, they have a lot of rules about what you can publish and what you cannot. we all know that. Yes. if you just, you know, the community standards and stuff, that at some point they sound ridiculous, but these are the rules, because this is a private company that is making their own rules about their platform. And if you want to make your marketing around that stuff, you're relying. This is a way of being dependent on them. You cannot publish some things. Well, if you have your own website, preferably WordPress, literally nobody can tell you what you can and what you cannot publish. Of course, it needs to be legal, but you know, most places on the planet, you know, what is illegal is much lower as you know, requirements than what is, you know, community standard, let's say. So yeah.
So coming back to financial independent, what I understand, you do not look for investors, and you do not rely for finding investors. And you are basically investing with your own profit, whatever you are making. So what are the benefits of this, and what are the challenges?
Thanks. Well, it's always benefits and challenges, right? It's never only the good stuff. Okay, let's start with the good stuff. I think the main thing about being financially independent is you can choose your own path. You can choose where you want this thing to go, and you can choose sometimes to do things that are more visionary and more they give meaning to the whole thing according to you, and not necessarily profit. This is the difference. When if you have a big investor, he will most likely be mostly interested in profit, and he'll probably not allow you to do some things that are, you know, maybe they have some meaning to you, but they are not, obviously not the best profit. So this is in a way limiting. On the other side, if you are independent, you make the decision. So you can decide, for example, what we did at some point is we sponsored and we started our own shelter for homeless dogs here in Sofia, just to help them. And we sponsored that thing. This was an idea of Terry Kao, my business partner, the other co-founder of DevOPX. If we were a company backed up by an investor, he would most likely say, well, there is absolutely no profit in that thing. Why we should be doing it? But on the other side, we decided to do it because it makes meaning for us. We think it's the right thing, so why not do it? It's a cool thing. So this is really the best thing about it. You can decide where this thing can go. Another side effect of that thing is I think you can decide to make your technology or your branding or the overall service in such a way that eventually, after a couple of years, it becomes better, and you know, to not get the value now. For example, deciding to start to build our own technology is a long-term solution. In the next 1 or 2 or 3 years, it doesn't give any value. It's an ongoing project. Our dev team is working hard on it, but it's still not ready. So it's at the end of the year, we are only seeing, you know, expenses and not profit. But it makes sense to us. Eventually, in a couple of years, it's online, it's working, and we are winning the speed race. But a potential investor can say, no, I really want to end the year positively. So sometimes there will be this, you know, conflicting, you know, targets and stuff. So this will be limiting. So obviously, being independent is, I think, much better for the overall service. It gets more meaning. It gets more value, I think. And maybe the last thing is that we can choose to make really cool stuff just because they're cool. Sometimes a bit more expensive. For example, a team building where everybody's doing skydiving. We just jump on a plane and we just jump with parachutes. Yeah, it's just a cool thing. I mean, it doesn't bring any profit, but ultimately this is what makes a good team. So a lot of cool stuff. Here are the bad stuff though. The bad stuff is you don't have much room for errors and for mistakes. You have to really be careful about what you choose to improve and when, because if you make a wrong move, if you go in a wrong direction, you don't have the financial stability to, you know, survive for years and years and years. For example, really big tech companies with a lot of investment in them, they do have the comfort of making wrong decisions and getting away with them. You know, we know a lot of companies that occasionally create a product that is not so great, and a lot of people say, yeah, you know, it's okay, but it's not up to what they can do. And eventually they stop doing it, they quit, they go in another direction, and it doesn't bring the company down. We don't have that comfort. If we go sideways really badly, that's a job. I mean, game over.
I understand.
So we need to be really careful about it. And I can say maybe one more thing, which is much, much smaller though, you know, of being something that's maybe not great, is that when you are forced to, you know, present the financial spreadsheet at the end of the year, you know, the whole analysis and the results and everything, this kind of enforces you to be really strict with your finances. If you're independent and if you're doing yourself everything, sometimes you can be a little bit messy with that stuff. So you need to be careful. If you're running your own company, being fully independent, make sure at the end of the year that you still make, you know, the analysis and the recap, whether you chose to do the right thing or not, and to keep relatively high financial discipline, let's say, even if it's not in front of an investor, but if, you know, just for yourself, because if you become messy in your finances, that's a danger.
Right.
Don't do that.
Yeah. So I can see that I am talking to a passionate pair of businessmen here, represented by Georgie, who are not looking, because generally trend is, Georgie, that you build up a company, you have an USP, and you start looking for big investors to market and to expand your business. That is generally how most of the startup entrepreneurs do to make big bucks out of investment, sell their companies, and then restart with something else. That something else may be that successful or may not be that successful. But here I see that you are a passionate businessman who does not want to lose that freedom and to lose that core passion of yours with which you started your company for the sake of money or for the sake of, you know, mere expansion coming into a very big, large space. Because obviously your decision making and your governing ideas are also taken by investors when they put in money. They start preparing into each and every aspect. There may be pros and there may be cons, as you rightly mentioned. But it is very, very rare nowadays that a company like yours, which has already an USP of being fastest, is still going with its own investment and it's going with its own thought process, the original thought process with which it started. All the best wishes for your venture. So my last question would be, what do change seekers seek? What is their thought process?
Thanks. Change seekers this is how we call everybody that we want to be our client. We identify ourselves as change seekers also. And because we believe everybody that potentially can be our user is also a change seeker, and this is obviously because our whole vision is built around this idea. So here's what a change seeker is, according to us. It's somebody with the idea to change something, even if that is their own life. And in a way, we all want to change our environment, but in a different way. Somebody will have some cause to improve the life of stray dogs, for example. So, build a shelter for them. Somebody else will have a different vision. Somebody else will want to change his own personal life and maybe his family. I have a lot of friends that decided to quit their corporate jobs and start a small business with all the negatives of that, but with also the positives, because now they have much more time to spend with their kids and family. They're living in a small house in a beautiful place. This is also a way to seek change more in a smaller scale in your family. So, but all these people, they share this common vision that in order to improve something, you need to change it first. This is also how we started WPX. We wanted to improve the hosting. So we said, okay, we cannot just improve it by, wishful thinking. We need to start changing things. And a bit later, then we learned that we need to change every next year. So you reach some good point, and then you need to go back and say, okay, now we can make it a little bit better. So next year we come and we make it a little bit better, and so forth every next year. So this is what we mean. This is the mindset of a change seeker. In other words, it's the core of being an entrepreneur. You just see the world, you see something around you, and you say, I can make it a bit better. And I am willing to put the effort to try. I may fail, but I may also succeed. And it all boils down to whether you want to try or not. In a more specific way, change seekers are usually, people starting business, moving away from corporate jobs, or just, being a little bit more experienced. This is maybe their fifth or tenth small business. It doesn't matter. It's the more you do it, the better you become. Or somebody with a general cause, with a foundation, with some idea on how to change the world. Yeah. So yeah. This is what a change seeker is.
Correctly mentioned all the aspects of a change seeker. So, Georgie, one question was coming to my mind: if an Indian company wants to use WPX services, can they approach, and do you serve outside Bulgaria also?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we are targeted around the world. We're based in Bulgaria, but it's in a way just a coincidence that we are based here, because we always wanted to cover the whole world. And we basically operate everywhere on the globe. Our main data centers are in Chicago, London, and Sydney. And we also have another 30 locations with caching servers. And our main goal is to cover the whole globe and to be equally fast everywhere around the world, not just in Europe or just in North America, for example. It doesn't make sense. It's not, if right. you want to be online, you need to have global reach and be everywhere. Yeah.
So, audience, we are talking to co-founder of a global tech company, WPX.net, and he has shared his vision about the company, the pros and cons of being financially and technologically independent company. I'm sure you must have learned a lot from Georgi Petrov today. With this, we end this episode. See you in the next episode. Thank you so much. Thank you, Georgie.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And